Another study, this one out of the UK, tracked the effects of Prozac on shrimp. And why would you study that? Well, it turns out that because millions of people use the drug, the active ingredient ends up getting flushed down the toilet and making its way into the ocean. And it's in these coastal areas where it comes into contact with shrimp. Alex Ford, a marine biologist at the University of Portsmouth in the UK, has been looking into this, and he's published his findings in the journal Aquatic Toxicology. Alex Ford, welcome to the program.
Hello.
So I'm pretty sure that shrimp do not have nervous systems. Is that right?
They do have a nervous system, but it's a lot more simplistic nervous system than you'd expect maybe in a human.
Oh, so how would Prozac affect them at all?
Prozac lots of antidepressants target hormones in the brain. And the one thing that fluoxetine, which is the chemical that we tested and the active ingredient in Prozac, modulates a hormone called serotonin. And serotonin itself controls lots of different biological mechanisms in wildlife.
So how does it affect shrimp?
There was a study back in the 1970s that was looking at a parasite that can infect a shrimp. And what this parasite did is it makes the shrimp swim towards the light because the parasite needed to be in another organism to complete its life cycle. And then towards the 80s and then the 90s, people realized that parasite was increasing serotonin levels in the brains of those shrimp.
So these parasites were like naturally occurring Prozac.
That's one way you could put it. What we wondered whether was that these antidepressants that target serotonin in humans may also affect aquatic life.
So how did you do the experiment? Did you just sort of crack open Prozac tablets and put them in a tank full of shrimp?
It wasn't quite as simple as that. What we did, there are companies where you can buy the active ingredients for drugs, and we bought in the chemical fluoxetine, which is the active ingredient in Prozac. And we looked at the research which indicated what concentrations were these drugs being found in the environment. And we set up an experiment where we had different concentrations of these antidepressant drugs in the water with the shrimp. And then we measured whether they were attracted to or attracted away from light.
As you found out, fluoxetine tends to encourage shrimp to swim to the light. That's basically a suicide mission, isn't it?
I probably wouldn't use the term suicide because it's quite an anthropomorphic term and it suggests that the shrimp are consciously thinking about doing it, which isn't the case. I know a number of people have used the term suicide, but it's probably inappropriate in a sense.
But when they do swim to light, they're more prone and vulnerable to being caught or eaten, right?
Most definitely. And those studies which looked at the parasites showed that they were 10 to 20 times more likely to be eaten by fish. So you could make inferences, if you like, that if a drug in the water did make them swim out into the light, they could be more likely predated upon.
How concentrated are levels of specifically Prozac or fluoxetine in coastal waters where shrimp tend to live?
It probably varies quite considerably. Some places our instruments probably wouldn't be able to detect them. They're so small. But there are studies which we cited were between about 10 and 500 nanograms per litre.
Which doesn't sound like a whole lot.
No, I guess it's very difficult for people to perceive. But one analogy would be if you take sugar in your tea or coffee, then if you were to take one of those grains of sugar and crush it down into several hundred thousand particles and then take one of those tiny little specks and then put it in the litre of water, that's the concentrations we've been looking at.
But just to clarify, Prozac does not make shrimp happier.
Certainly not. It'd probably be wrong to use that term because, again, it kind of suggests sort of conscious thought on the shrimp's part.
That's Alex Ford. He's a senior lecturer on marine biology at the University of Portsmouth in the UK. His research on shrimp and Prozac, or do you guys say prawns and Prozac there?
A number of terms across the media around the world. The actual organism we studied is an amphipod.
Well, that study appears in the upcoming issue of Aquatic Toxicology. Alex Ford, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.